Chapter 3. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. In this section, you will learn how to use many different phrasal verbs that begin with the letters D, E, and F correctly in a sentence. There are two kinds of phrasal verbs, separable and inseparable. Separable phrasal verbs can take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, my father picked me up after school and drove me home. Inseparable phrasal verbs cannot take an object between the verb and the preposition. For example, I asked my friends to come along with me to the Christmas party. Come along cannot be separated by an object. The numbers in front of the examples that are in parentheses correspond to the number of the explanation found directly above. So, for example, one explanation refers to one example. If there is only one explanation or meaning given for the phrasal verb, then there will be two examples given for the one explanation, and there won't be a number in front of the examples. There will be a review at the end of this chapter. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. Let's begin. The phrasal verb deal with. Inseparable. 1. To do business with, as in this example. When we want to buy clothing, we only deal with the best stores. 2. To interact with someone or something, as in this example. The teacher always dealt with his students in a fair way. 3. Separable. To do what is necessary to solve a problem. As in this example, the police always deal harshly with drug dealers. 4. About or concerning, as in this example. There is an excellent book on the environment. It deals with the topic of global warming. More examples. 1. When we need laundry services, we deal with Ajax cleaners. 2. When there was a problem between them, Marco always dealt with his wife in a compassionate way. 3. My home had a leaky roof, so I dealt with this problem by calling a roofing company. 4. The newspaper article deals with the problem of drugs in big cities. To do away with. Inseparable. Idiom. 1. To end, as in this example. The school did away with the old system of grading students. 2. To kill or get rid of. Idiom informal. As in this example. The gangsters did away with the rival leader. More examples. 1. The teacher did away with homework in his classes, meaning the teacher no longer gave homework in his classes. 2. The military commander did away with the traitor, meaning had him killed for being a traitor. Another example of 2. The school did away with the rule that all students had to wear a uniform, meaning the school eliminated the rule. Do over. Separable. 1. Do again. To repeat something, as in this example. If the teacher did not approve the project, the student was allowed to do it over. More examples. 1. The owner didn't like the paint job on his house and asked the painter to do it over. Another example of one. As the golfer swung the club, someone in the crowd made a loud noise. The golfer was allowed to do that shot over. Do without. Inseparable. 1. To be deprived of. To continue living minus some of the things you could have as necessities, or have been used to at other times in your life, but no longer have. As in this example, when I was young, we had to do without nice clothes and fine food because we had very little money. More examples. 1. The water heater stopped working, so we will have to do without hot water tonight. Another example of one. The survivors of the shipwreck had to do without clean water for many days. Dress up. Separable. 1. To put nice clothes on. As in this example, my wife and I dressed up and went to a nice restaurant for dinner. 2. To fix something up to look better. As in this example, the company dressed up its headquarters to make a better impression on visitors. This is informal. Meaning, the company improved the looks of the building where their main headquarters was located so that visitors would be impressed. More examples. 1. Tonight is the night that we are going to the big dance. We are going to have to dress up tonight. 2. The chef will often dress up his dishes, meals, to look more delicious. Meaning, the chef will arrange the food on the plate to look more appealing or attractive. Drink down. 1. Drink all of something, usually in one pass, as in this example. The marathon runners stopped at the water table, drank down the water, and continued running. More examples. 1. During a beer drinking contest, the competitors will drink down their mug of beer. Another example of one. The medicine doesn't taste good, so you will have to drink it down quickly. Drink up. Separable. 1. Finish drinking something so there is none left, as in this example. We were so thirsty that we drank up all of the iced tea in the refrigerator. Or, as in this example, we took the dog out to play with a ball. When he came back to the house, he drank up all of his water in his water bowl. 2. Idiom. To take in, to absorb visually. As in this example, we stood on the mountaintop and drank in the beautiful scenery around us. More examples. 1. I told my children to drink up their milk so we could leave for the beach. Another example of number 1. The ground was so dry that it drank up the moisture from the new rain, an expression used to mean soaked up. 2. I stood at the edge of the ocean and drank in the beauty of the sky and sea. Drop in. Inseparable. 1. To visit unexpectedly or with little warning, as in this example. After work, I dropped in at the library and got a book. More examples. On the way home, we decided to drop in on our friends. Another example. It is usually not polite to drop in on someone unless they are a relative or a close friend. Drop off. Separable. 1. To leave something somewhere without spending much time at the location, to stop somewhere unexpectedly and leave something, as in this example. On the way home from school, I dropped my laundry off at the cleaners. More examples. 1. On the way to work, I dropped my daughter off at school. Another example of 1. The postman dropped off a package at our house. Drop out. Inseparable. 1. To stop participating in something, to quit, as in this example. The student dropped out of the advanced class because it was too difficult for him. 2. To stop doing what everyone else is doing, to ignore the rules of normal society and live a life based on your own ideas, idiom, slang. As in this example, the hippies dropped out in the 1960s and 1970s because they didn't trust the ways of normal society. More examples. 1. The runner dropped out of the race in exhaustion. 2. Marco decided to drop out and sail around the world on his own sailboat. Dry off, separable. 1. To remove water or moisture from someone or something, as in this example. I dried off the table with a towel. More examples. 1. After we got out of the swimming pool, we dried ourselves off. Another example of 1. My cell phone fell in the water, so I dried it off and took the battery out. Dry out, separable. 1. All moisture evaporating out of something over time. All the moistness leaves something, as in this example. I stepped in some water during the rainstorm. When I returned home, I dried out my shoes with the help of a hairdryer. More examples. 1. Rain came in the window and got the rug wet. It took 2 weeks to dry the rug out. Another example. Sometimes the skin can dry out during the winter season. Some women put skin moisturizer on themselves to prevent their skin from drying out. Dry up, separable. 1. When moisture leaves something because of evaporation, as in this example. The sun came out and the ground dried up. 2. When the amount of something gets smaller and disappears, idiom slang, as in this example. Our supply of corn chips has dried up. Would someone go to the food store and get some more? More examples. 1. The towel that was wet yesterday has dried up overnight. 2. Our coffee supply has dried up. Someone better go to the store and get some more coffee. Eat up, separable. 1. To eat all of something, as in this example. I ate up all of the cake in the refrigerator. My roommates were really mad. 2. To use resources usually at a high rate of speed, idiom, as in this example. Shopping at that expensive store really eats up my bank account. 3. Idiom, slang. To really enjoy or embrace something, as in this example. The political candidate told the people they wouldn't have to pay taxes if they elected him. The people were eating it up. More examples. 1. The sushi was great. We ate it all up. English speakers use all to mean completely. 2. That car really eats up gas. 3. When we were doing our song on stage, the audience was really eating it up, meaning the audience really liked our song. Eat out, inseparable. 1. To eat at a location away from home, at a restaurant or elsewhere, as in this example. We ate out at the club last night. More examples. 1. We ate out last night. I really liked that restaurant. Another example. I'm tired of cooking. Let's eat out. Empty out. Separable. 1. Completely removing the contents of something. As in this example, I emptied out my closet trying to find my ice skates. More examples. 1. We emptied out the refrigerator so that we could clean it. Another example. The woman emptied out her purse looking for her driver's license. End up. Inseparable. 1. To finish with a result. Resulting in. Resulting outcome regardless of the choices that were available. As in this example. Sabine ended up going to university in Cologne, meaning maybe Sabine wanted to go to other universities, but in the end, she went to the university in Cologne. More examples. 1. We ended up going to California for our vacation because we didn't have enough money to go to Paris. Another example. The school ended up closing because it didn't have enough money to pay the teachers. Fall apart, inseparable. 1. To break down, collapse, as in this example. The old building was falling apart because of lack of care. 2. To become emotionally unstable or weak. Usually due to some situation or circumstance, as in this example. The woman fell apart and started to cry when she talked about her mother. More examples. 1. The old chair fell apart when Jason tried to sit in it. 2. My colleague fell apart when he was told that he would be laid off in 2 months. Fall behind, inseparable. 1. To fail to keep up a pace, to lag behind, as in this example. The student fell behind the rest of the class because he was always absent. More examples. 1. The tired runner fell behind the rest of the runners. Another example. We fell behind in our car payments and the bank was angry, meaning we could not continue to make payments when the bank required. Fall down, inseparable. 1. To drop or come down from a higher position, usually to the ground, as in this example. The runner fell down during the marathon competition. 2. Fail to meet expectations, as in this example. The company fell down on its obligation to complete the production of its product. More examples. 1. Gina fell down and hurt her knee while trying to learn how to ice skate. 2. Jim's boss was really mad with him because he fell down on the job that he was given, meaning Jim did not do his job right. And because of this, his boss was mad at him. Fall for, inseparable. 1. To believe something that was not true, and sometimes act on that belief. To be deceived or swindled, idiom informal. As in this example, I can't believe I fell for that advertisement. The advertisement said that I would get a free car if I bought one of their products. 2. To feel love for or to really be attracted to, idiom slang. As in this example, I really fell for the girl with the red hair. More examples. 1. My friend fell for that work at home advertisement on the internet and lost $100. 2. The first time I saw my wife, I fell for her immediately. Fall off, inseparable. 1. To become less, decrease, as in this example. Our store sales fell off by 50% last week. We have to advertise more. 2. To drop from a higher level to a lower place. Usually, the thing or person was perched on something above the ground, like a chair or the branch of a tree, etc. As in this example, the book fell off the table and onto the floor. More examples. 1. Stock prices fell off sharply, meaning stock prices went down rapidly. 2. The boy fell off the chair. Fall out, inseparable. 1. To leave a military formation, as in this example. After the military exercise was finished, the commander asked the men to fall out and go have dinner. 2. To quarrel, idiom, informal. As in this example, the shopkeeper and the customer fell out over the price of bread. 3. To fall or drop from something you were in, like a chair, car, or plane, and fall to the ground or a lower elevation, as in this example. I fell out of my chair when I heard that my daughter was getting married. Note, sometimes this phrasal verb is used in a light, playful way, meaning that a person was surprised about something, as the last example. More examples. 1. The captain ordered his men to fall out and go back to their barracks. 2. The two women fell out over the same man. 3. The man was laughing so hard he fell out of his chair. Fall over, inseparable. 1. To tumble or drop from a higher place to a lower one, with the help of gravity and sometimes because of an obstacle. The feeling of fall over is that there is usually forward, uncontrolled motion, and quite possibly some causative factor first, resulting in an unexpected tumble to the ground or falling with the help of gravity, as in this example. The flower pot fell over and broke. 2. To fall over oneself means to make a lot of effort to help someone out in order to please them. The feeling of this phrase is that someone really wants to please someone else by showing them how much they want to help or accomplish something for them, as in this example. The student fell over himself trying to make a good impression on the rest of the class. Sometimes it is common to say, fall all over, idiom slang, as in this example. He fell all over himself trying to please his girlfriend. In this case, fall over is still inseparable because fall all over is a common expression or idiom that uses the phrasal verb fall over at its base. More examples. 1. The children ran into the table and the lamp fell over and broke. 2. The new employee fell over herself trying to please her boss. Or, the new employee fell all over herself trying to please her new boss. Fall through, inseparable. 1. To drop down into an opening and continue to the ground or lower location, as in this example. The workman fell through a hole in the roof, 2. When something fails or is not completed, as in this example, the business deal between the two companies fell through. More examples. 1. The sailor fell through the open hatch and had to be taken to the hospital. 2. We were going to go to Japan for our vacation, but those plans fell through, and we decided to go somewhere else. Feel up to. Inseparable. 1. To be in the mood or have the energy to be healthy well enough to do something. A variation of this phrase with the same meaning is to be up to, as in this example. I wasn't up to going to work today, so I stayed home. More examples. 1. I told my friends that I wasn't feeling up to playing soccer this afternoon. They would have to find someone else for their team. Another example. We were excited about going snowboarding. We were feeling up to trying some new techniques. Fight back. Inseparable. 1. To defend oneself in a conflict. You get the feeling from this phrase that someone really wants to fight back because they were attacked. As in this example, our soccer team was losing 1-0. We decided to fight back because we wanted to win. More examples. 1. Our football team was losing 3-1, and we really wanted to fight back and win. Another example. The woman fought back against her attacker and then ran away. Figure on. Inseparable. 1. To plan on, as in this example. We figure on completing our English studies by next June. More examples. 1. We had to cut our vacation short because we didn't figure on the high cost of hotel accommodations. Another example. You should figure on spending at least 2 hours at the airport for checking in and security checks. Figure out. Separable. 1. To uncover the answer. To think something through and come up with the answer, as in this example. I figured out why we cannot get a visa to enter that country. They just changed governments. More examples. 1. We couldn't figure out the math problem. Another example. I couldn't figure out why my mother was so mad at me. Fill in. Separable. Idiom. Informal. 1. To give information. Usually the information is new, as in this example. I was absent from work for 2 weeks. My colleague filled me in on what happened in the office while I was gone. 2. To substitute, as in this example. Nancy Yee filled in for her colleague, Wendy, while Wendy was in Europe. 3. To put something like dirt or water into a void or hole to build up to an even level, as in this example. After putting the fuel tank in the ground, the company filled in the hole. More examples. 1. My classmate filled me in on what homework was due today, meaning one classmate told the other classmate about the homework assignment due today. 2. Janice stayed home sick, so Yuki filled in for her. Yuki substituted for Janice because Janice was sick. 3. The workers shoveled dirt into the hole to fill it in, meaning the workers put dirt back into the hole. Fill out, separable. 1. To complete, as in this example. The school secretary asked me to fill out the form. 2. To gain weight. Idiom, as in this example. I stopped exercising 3 months ago and now I'm starting to fill out. More examples. 1. The customs official asked me to fill out the form. 2. My friend Paco really filled out, meaning Paco gained weight. Fill up. Separable. 1. To put liquid or other substance into a container to replenish supply, as in this example. I filled up the iced tea pitcher and put it in the refrigerator. 2. Fill up can refer to eating enough food, as in this example. I filled up on salad and didn't feel like eating anything else. 3. Fill up can refer to a room or building being crowded with people, as in this example. The room filled up to capacity, meaning the room was full of people. The number of people legally allowed in the room or the comfort of the people already in the room would determine if it was filled up. More examples. 1. Erica went to the gas station to fill her car up with gas. Note, Americans say, fill the car up with gas, when they mean fill the gas tank of the car up with gas. 2. The father told his daughter not to fill up on chocolate because they were going to have dinner in 1 hour. 3. It was a great celebration. There were so many people at the party that the room was filled up. Find out. Separable. 1. To discover, to learn of, as in this example. We just found out that our flight was canceled. More examples. 1. His classmates found out that his birthday was next week, and they decided to have a party for him. Another example. The police found out that the thief was hiding in the building. Fix up. Separable. 1. To renovate. To put in good condition, as in this example. They fixed up the meeting room. They painted it and bought new furniture. More examples. When they finished fixing up the old car, it looked like new. Another example. The old house looked terrible before they fixed it up. Flip out. Inseparable. Idiom. Slang. 1. To get angry or very anxious, as in this example. He really flipped out when he saw his electric bill. To become emotional, as in this example. Rita flipped out when they told her she won the lottery. More examples. 1. My mother flipped out when she found out I spent the money on a new dress. I was supposed to buy groceries with that money. Another example. The student flipped out when she got her exam back with a perfect score. Float around. Separable. 1. When something or someone moves through space as if they were supported by liquid or air, moving from one location to another with no real focus, as in this example. The leaves were floating around in the swimming pool. More examples. 1. The hostess of the party was floating around talking to this couple and then that couple. Another example. The toy sailboat was floating around in the bathtub. Follow through. Inseparable. 1. To complete an action or responsibility, as in this example. The four of us were able to follow through with our promise to travel around the world in 8 months. 2. In sports, to continue a movement after contact, for example, follow through with a golf swing, as in this example. When you kick a soccer ball, you have to follow through the ball with your foot. More examples. 1. Our project failed because we didn't follow through and complete the work that was necessary. 2. After Martina hits the tennis ball, she follows through. Follow up, separable, idiom. 1. When someone makes an additional effort to check on or complete something that he or she was interested in, or interested in doing. This phrase is usually used to talk about someone continuing to do something or research something for the purpose of solving a problem, getting a job done, or learning more about something, as in this example. Jack did some research about the company on the internet and then followed that up with a phone call to the company. More examples. 1. Hiro called the cell phone company to find out if they had the model and color cell phone that he wanted. A salesman at the company followed up on Hiro's request and called him back to tell him they did have the model and color he wanted. Another example. The police followed up on a tip that the Main Street Bank was going to be robbed at 5 p.m. When the robbers came, the police were waiting for them. Fool around. Inseparable. Idiom. Informal. 1. Usually someone not taking something seriously, as in this example. We will never get our work done because we are fooling around too much. 2. Can mean that a girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife is cheating on the other, slang. As in this example, Hilda's boyfriend caught her fooling around with another man and told her he didn't want to see her again. More examples. 1. The students fooled around the whole day and didn't learn anything. 2. The wife found out that her husband had been fooling around with another woman. Freak out. Inseparable. Informal and slang. 1. Becoming emotionally unstable, excited, because of something that happened. Note, Americans can use this phrasal verb in a playful way, not meaning it in a serious way, as in this example. I freaked out when my friend told me that the cute boy in our class was interested in me. More examples. My mother freaked out when I brought the lizard home. Another example. Billy wore the Halloween mask to school to freak out his classmates. Chapter 3. Review. Phrasal verbs beginning with the letters D, E, and F. Instructions. Read and or listen carefully to the sentences below. Fill in the blank spaces with the correct preposition, particle, or adverb. The answers can be found below. Let's begin. 1. The newspaper article deals, blank, the problem of drugs in big cities. Number 2. The wife found out that her husband had been fooling, blank, with another woman. Number 3. After Martina hits the tennis ball, she follows, blank. Number 4. The toy sailboat was floating, blank, in the bathtub. Number 5. The police found, blank, that the thief was hiding in the building. Number 6. The old house looked terrible before they fixed it, blank. Number 7. The student flipped, blank, when she got her exam back with a perfect score. Number 8. The customs official asked me to fill blank the form. Number 9. We had to cut our vacation short because we didn't figure blank the high cost of hotel accommodations. Number 10. The woman fought blank against her attacker and then ran away. Number 11. The new employee fell blank herself trying to please her boss. Number 12. The sailor fell blank the open hatch and had to be taken to the hospital. Number 13. The boy fell blank the chair. Number 14. Gina fell blank and hurt her knee while trying to learn how to ice skate. 15. The school ended blank closing because it didn't have enough money to pay the teachers. 16. We emptied blank the refrigerator so that we could clean it. 17. That American car really blank gas. 18. The towel that was wet yesterday has dried blank overnight. 19. The runner dropped blank of the race in exhaustion. 20. On the way to work, I dropped my daughter blank at school. Answers. 1. With. 2. Around. 3. Through. 4. Around. 5. Out. 6. Up. 7. Out. 8. Out. 9. On. 10. Back. 11. Over. 12. Through. 13. Off. 14. Over. 15. Up. 16. Out. 17. Up. 18. Out. 19. Out. 20. Off. This is the end of chapter 3.